okay.
Oh, so, I like that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. So a question coming from the chat room asks, who will be the biggest surprise player to be cut? I think it's going to be a tough decision between Terrence Vaday and Chris McCain. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time believing that they're going to keep all of those defensive ends, even though there's room for it on the depth chart because of the thin linebacker situation. I think Chris McCain is going to be cut, and I'm quite hopeful that he's going to be cut from this standpoint. I've watched Chris McCain get discriminated against, is okay. the right word, by three different coaching staffs, which means he's got a lot to do with it.
Right.
Something that he's doing wrong. He needs a fresh start. He needs a fresh start. And I know he got a fresh start with a new coaching staff. And I know he got a fresh start with Dan Campbell. And I know he got a fresh start when Coyle got let go. Mm-hmm. Kid's got talent. Maybe he's not in the right scheme. Maybe he's not being coached by the right position coach. Maybe he's just not this management's find.
Right. Well,
something is the issue. Because you watch practice, makes plays. You watch him in the game, makes plays. Never plays. Mm-hmm. Time to go somewhere else.
All right. Anyone else surprising? Earl Mitchell?
So, what was the question? No, Earl Mitchell's safe. Earl Mitchell's safe. He's guaranteed $4 million. He's cashed his check already.
He's fine.
Surprising cuts? I think Jameel Douglas is in the hot spot.
Okay.
If you got to keep Anthony Steen, where's the room for Jameel Douglas?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Peter asks, anything you are looking for, want to see tomorrow that will lead you to believe this team will compete at a high level?
Ooh, suffocate Atlanta's run game. Yeah. Just choke it out. Just choke it up. Atlanta's a very good running team. Suffocate their run game and be able to consistently run the football. I think this season comes down to the trenches. Can the Dolphins run the ball? Can the Dolphins stop the run? If they are a top 10 team when it comes to stopping the run and a top 10 team when it comes to running the football, you've got 10 wins.
Mm-hmm.
I promise it to you. It ain't going to happen. But be a top 10 team running the football, be a top 10 team stopping the run, you will get to 10 wins, no matter how bad Tannehill is.
All right. Let's see. Chef B, true or false, extending Tannehill has actually hurt this team?
Nah.
That's what they had to do.
You just gave him more money in these 2 years, the first 2 years, than he would have gotten on his fifth-year option and what he already was getting. I think it comes up to like $3 million more. Boss Ross, you know, pisses away $3 million.
Yeah,
it's nothing to him. And what you do is now, if he does turn a corner and does become a top 12 quarterback, you got him locked up for 4 years at a very reasonable rate.
True.
And if he doesn't turn a corner and he poops himself, you can cut him and walk away. No harm, no foul.
Let me give you a true false.
Or trade him, really. Realistically, they're probably going to trade him because he's still an asset.
True or false, if the Dolphins had parted ways with Tannehill at the end of last year, true or false, he'd be starting somewhere this year?
Yes.
That's not a true false. Yes, he would be starting.
He would be starting somewhere with a bad quarterback, you know, Cleveland.
So you think someone else would have picked him up to start him?
It's too hard to find decent quarterbacks.
Okay.
Decent quarterbacks are getting $90 million. Decent quarterback. Decent. I didn't say good.
Right.
Decent quarterbacks are making
$90
million. Yes.
That's true. Okay. Wayne, Thursday game plan should be heavy with the run game to establish a level of physicality.
Yeah, let's wait on that.
Shouldn't be. We haven't seen it.
Adam Gates wants to win, and in his mind, he's pass happy. He's like, just like your last coach. He's gonna lean on the pass, even though the run is the right approach. If they lose the game, I don't care what the score is.
Right.
If they lose the game, but average 4.4 yards per carry, thumbs up for me. Yeah. And rush for over 100 yards. And let me see what the starters do. Incorporate the backs into the passing game. You need to get these backs going. You know who's going? The receivers.
Mm-hmm.
You spent so much time, effort, and energy getting these three receivers looking, dancing around the field and looking like, you know, they can, you know, making Tannehill feel like he's effective. Okay, tight ends have suffered. Running game has suffered. Running backs have suffered. You need to get those, you need to polish them up a little bit before you hit the regular season.
All right, I'm taking some more questions here on Twitter. Steven, yes or no, by the end of the season, Tunsil is the starting left tackle?
I don't know by the end of the season, but I think he's going to start four games at left tackle. I'm not sure Brandon Albert is going to be physically able to play all 16 games. And Tunsil sliding him over to the left tackle. Will he be the starting left tackle in 2017? Absolutely. No doubt in my mind.
I just watch Albert walk around, and I just feel bad for the pain that he is going to live through the rest of his life.
You know, it's unfair to say that because he has walked with a limp his entire life. Yeah. And I used to think that that was an issue back in the day when he first got there. He's like, no, that's just how I walk. you know, he's like, you all keep making a big issue about this. No, this is just how I walk.
It just looks painful.
Yeah. We're not like, what, 3 years in? Yep, that's how he walks.
I guess that's true.
But it should be pointed out, he plays a very physical position. His teammate at Virginia, Eugene Monroe, who came into the league at the same time, retired.
Yeah.
But he's not far from it. Still, but he's catching a nice check.
Andy, can Mario Williams move to defensive tackle, allowing the Finns to keep an extra defensive end? I will say, we deal with football players a lot. I'm very rarely astonished by how big someone is. Mario Williams
is a huge human.
It's gigantic.
Yeah. He dwarfs Ndamukong Suh.
We think of Suh as being this huge man.
No,
but Mario Williams.
Standing next to Mario Williams.
Suh is a small man.
No doubt about it.
So can he play defensive tackle?
I think he's going to I don't see any pass rush from him anymore. I think he's a first down on the edge. And then when Cam Wake comes into the game on the passing downs, Mario Williams moves inside. I think he's probably the guy who plays next to Suh. And then you have another pass rusher, Andre Branch, or hopefully Chris McCain, if they wisen up, playing on the other side of Wake. But, yeah, Mario Williams, haven't seen much from him in practice.
Quiet.
Very quiet.
Yeah.
Now, maybe he's a veteran that just paces himself. Maybe he doesn't care about the exhibition season. Maybe he doesn't care about practice. And when game time regular season shows up, he just turns it on like a light switch.
Well, the other two veteran defensive linemen kind of feel that way. So it wouldn't be surprising if Mario doesn't feel the same way. You got some good ones over there in the chat room, Sarah?
AJ Sweet is dying to know who the starting running back will be this week.
It's Jay Ajayi. Jay Ajayi, he's going to be starting running back. Who's AJ Sweet asked that question? Yeah. They're not going to ruffle anybody's feathers. Arian Foster knows his situation. You want that starting spot, let me break it down for you. Adam Gase uses two backs. He's always used two backs. In Denver, in Chicago, he uses two backs. He does not put them in, rotate them in. He gives them a series each. If Arian Foster, Jay Ajayi is going to be your starter. The young kid needs it for his ego. Don't want to bruise a young kid's ego. Arian Foster does not need his ego stroked. All he wants is opportunity. If he produces, job is his. Simple as that. Now, when one of those guys goes down, you'll be able to see Isaiah Pease or Damian Williams get into the mix. But right now, Adam Gase is such a great manager of personalities. He knows what the young players need. Jay Ajayi, he cannot mentally handle being demoted.
He should have started getting ready to be mentally demoted the minute they signed Arian Foster.
No, they told him, we're going to bring in a veteran. This isn't just your job and you're going to have to earn it. I respect that. I respect when you're up front with the young player and you tell him, you're going to compete for your starting spot. You're going to compete to be. This is your window of opportunity, AJ Ajayi. You want to be a 1,000-yard back. You want to be a 200-carry back in the NFL. You're going to get a month to show what you can do. You better ball. If you don't ball, nobody's going to be crying for you because Lamar Miller was handed the same opportunity. He balled. That's how it happens in the NFL. You get your window to prove yourself. Anthony Steen. If Anthony Steen comes out here and plays well, and holds it down and helps the Dolphins run the ball effectively, is not a liability, makes the right line calls. Anthony Steen might be an NFL starter for the next 8 years.
Sure.
He might solidify himself from an undrafted rookie free agent to a guy who plays 10 years in the NFL. This is his opportunity. You want it, take it.
All right. Most yards from the line of scrimmage by the time the season's over. Arian Foster, Jay Ajayi, or Isaiah Pete?
Arian Foster. Catch it. You're talking catches and runs?
Yep.
Arian Foster.
Okay. How about just rushing yards?
Jay Ajayi.
Okay. That's going to do it for us. Thank you so much for hanging on late with us for X's and Omar Overtime. And we're going to be back. So if you missed any of your questions, they're probably not going to be that much different by the time next week comes around. So send them to us and we'll get them to you.
And if you missed any portion of this show, we're going to be posting it later on. Probably 4 o'clock, the first segment's going to get up. And you know how we do it on X's and Omar's. It'll be up there pretty much all week.
And you write stuff too, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
All right. So keep an eye on for that on sunsentinel.com. Thanks for watching.